Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. We had a great show for you today. First off, I want to kick it off with news about Jameis Winston and his counterclaim against Erica Kingsman, however you want to say it. A couple of months ago, Erica Kingsman reported Winston and tried to bring up allegations of rape, sexual battery, assault, and false imprisonment, and intentional infliction and emotional distress on her arising out of forcible rape in her complaint. And this is a quote from the counterclaim. Mrs. Kingsman, false statements have caused significant reputational and professional injury to Mr. Winston, as evidenced by the almost inconceivable amount of media attention devoted to Ms. Kingsman. False statements is what the counterclaim states. And apparently Kingsman said that she was raped back in December of 2012. And now Winston is filing a counterclaim against it. Also, if you guys would like to go and listen to the podcast of the Sports Web, I was on yesterday at 4 p.m. every Sunday or Saturday. You can go and check that out. There should be a podcast on TanTalk1340.com. And if you would like to listen to it next Saturday, you can. Anyway. So I just kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jameis Winston. First off, the Bucs know what's happening going into this. You know, there's a lot of talk about Jameis Winston bringing trouble to the Tampa Bay and really his off-field attitude. He's a good kid, okay? Yes, he's had things pulled up on him before. You know, he's not a angel, but he's not a bad kid either. You know, he's this nice, you know, kid from Alabama, and he's going to bring a lot to the Bucs. He's going to bring a lot to the Bucs organization, especially the fact that he is a leader. He, you know, when all those rookies came off the bus, he was sitting there shaking everyone's hand. And you go back to that Florida State game of when they won the national championship in the last two minutes of that game. Jameis Winston led that team. He said, "We can do this. We can still do this. We can still win." And he really brought that team to victory and marched them down the field and within 2 minutes, and they won. You know, props to them. Very, very good news for them. And also, you know, you might be thinking they wasted the number one draft pick on him. You know, this isn't the right thing to do. I think it is. He's a showstopper. He's a leader. And you know what the other thing, too, is they have not had a good quarterback. And I think that's why they're losing. They have not had a leader. You know, you look at all the good teams or the great teams in the NFL, and they have a franchise quarterback. You know, you look at all the decent teams, they have a decent quarterback. You look at all the garbage teams, they have a garbage quarterback. And that's what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were. They were 2-14 last year, 2014. And nobody has ever not a lot of people have talked about this. They have the talent. They just don't have the leader. And they have that now, Jameis Winston. You know, they have talent, like I said. They have Vincent Jackson. They have Mike Evans. They have Doug Martin. They have Levante David. And, you know, before they had Josh McCown and Mike Glennon. I mean, who are they? They're nobody. Mike Glennon, a kid out of Rutgers. Josh McCown. He's a backup. He's been a great backup for the Bucs, you know, throughout the years. And I don't think they're going to get rid of him, but he's just not a leader. He can't lead the team. You know, he's a good kid. He just can't lead the team. And I'm really excited for this upcoming season. If you're a Bucs fan, you should be excited. Anyway, stay right here on PJ Sports Talk. Be pleased to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back with some news about the NBA and NHL. So stay right here on PJ Sports Talk.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back. And so, NBA playoff talk. I really want to get into this. So, the Bulls, they're leading the series against the Cavaliers 2-1. It's going to be interesting how this plays out. Cavaliers, Kyrie Irving, he has a sore foot. We're going to see how that plays out. LeBron James looking to lead the team against the Bulls. Bulls don't have a bad team in Derrick Rose and, you know, all that. Noah also, he's had some problems lately, falling against him and getting into some trouble over there. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I'm looking for Cavaliers to pull it out. It's going to be interesting. Also, Stephen Curry, MVP, a 67-win regular season, and all of that. The only thing the Golden State Warriors need to be thinking about right now is how the Grizzlies have dominated them and what they can do to turn that around. Let's see how they can do it. The Warriors did make an inevitable fourth-quarter run, and it cut – and cut a 19-point lead down to 4, but Memphis hung on for a 99-89 win in Game 3. Suddenly, the best regular season team in basketball is down 2-1 in the Western Conference semifinals, and another game in the Memphis Grindhouse looming Monday. It's going to be interesting to see how Stephen Curry will lead the team to victory. You know, of course, a bunch of these teams have injuries. They almost all have injuries. Also, I'm very surprised. You know, the Hawks have had a great season with Mike Teague. You know, I've really seen the best out of them, and I'm really surprised. But yesterday, the Hawks and the Wizards take the lead in Game 3, winning 2-1. They lead the series 2-1. They won on a last-second shot from Pierce. Paul Pierce wins the game with a 3-point shot to take the lead and beat the Hawks, leading the series 2-1. Also, I would like to talk. The Bulls are beating Cavaliers 2-1, and the Clippers are beating the Rockets 2-1. So it's going to be interesting to see how all these games play out. And I'm going to talk a little bit. Also, Golden State is really the only team without any injuries. And so you know, we'll see how it goes. But anyway, NBA championship predictions. I'm going to go with the Clippers. You know, the Clippers, very, very, a team that you wouldn't necessarily suspect, right? But here's the thing, Golden State, they're on the down. You know, they're going down. Grizzlies are really pulling out and playing some great basketball. Of course, the Wizards without John Wall, they still beat them. They still beat the Hawks, and of course, the Cavaliers going down to the Bulls. All these teams, Wizards, Bulls, and the Grizzlies, are all teams that think that the Clippers will be able to beat. Now, really, it seems like all these teams that the Clippers would be able to beat are going to win, you know, because of injuries. And it's going to be a close one. Of course, Clippers are not away from that injury of, you know, it's almost like a plague. They're not away from that. Of course, Chris Paul, you know, is not 100%. So, you know, it's going to be a thrower. I will definitely say that. Anyway, we're going to go to a quick commercial break here on PJ Sports Talk. The quiz will be every Sunday at 3. I will be right back with some, you know, some intense NHL talk. Well, let's get this thing rolling.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon or at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and we're going to get right into NHL and how, you know, that's playing out. Tampa Bay Lightning leading the series 3-2. You know, I'm going to say I'm not very worried. Okay, they have two games left. You know, they have their break. You know, I'm going to say this. After that 1 second, you know, buzzer beater win, I expected that game four loss. I really did. Because, you know, after you do that, it's like, oh, you know, you got to rest. You know, think about it this way. Let's say you're working on this project, right? And it takes you like 5 hours, right? But once you're done, you can't sit. Hold on 1 second. You know, you got to think about it. Let's say you're done with a 5-hour project, right? You got to sit down and rest. And, you know, think about it this way. Ben Bishop gave up three goals. They brought in the backup. He gave out another 3 goals. You know, so Ben Bishop, he, you know, of course, he got injured. You know, he got skated on his arm, and he was in pain, right? And Ben Bishop has been playing every night. He's been playing his top notch. And he hasn't gotten a break. And, you know, in that game, he really just needs that break. Now, game 5, they don't have any excuse for that. I want them to win. But they lost. They'll come back home. I really hope they win this game because, you know, it'll be at home, and it's going to be nice to get a win and really just you know, bring it home for this Tampa Bay Lightning team. Do I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup Finals? I do not. To be honest, I'm a very happy Tampa Bay Lightning fan right now. They're in the Ice Age. But I don't think that they're a Stanley Cup final team. Like, I'm going to say that, you know, that they're all, the Blackhawks are on their way on the Western Conference. In the Eastern Conference, they got the Capitals to deal with. A number two seeded team. Actually, let me talk about the Capitals a little bit here. The Capitals are a very physical team. This is a young Tampa Bay Lightning team. They're not very physical. Neither is the Canadiens. So they've been able to deal with the Canadiens pretty well. But think about it this way. The Capitals come in there, you know, banging them up and really hurting them. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I hope that we get the Rangers. I really do, because it's going to be interesting as St. Louis, Martin St. Louis comes home with Ryan Callahan, and, you know, they come home to the Lightning, and I will tell you this, the Amalie Arena will erupt when they step into that building, and I really hope the Rangers win that game. Their backs are up against the walls of the Capitals. You know, the Capitals leading the series 3-2. See how it goes. Do I think they're a Stanley Cup final team? No, and here's why. The Tampa Bay Lightning are a young team. They are young. They don't know how to deal with this playoff, you know, thing right now. Really, the leader of that team for me is Steven Stamkos, and we'll get for him to step up, and Ben Bishop to have some nice goaltending to go in there with it. It's really up to Steven Stamkos. He's been talking about there's too many passengers on the team, too many people that aren't trying. It's really Tyler Johnson and Kucherov. But guess what? You know, those other players, I don't think they're passengers. I think they're looking for somebody to step up, and that person should be Steven Stamkos. Anyway, that's really all I got for Tampa Bay Lightning news. I'm looking forward to what they can do in the Stanley Cup playoff deal and the Ice 8. Hopefully they will be able to beat Canadians tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Here again, PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. So right here, we'll be right back with an exclusive interview with my mom about Mother's Day. Stay tuned.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back. And we're going to get into this Mother's Day talk with my mom. So, Mom.
Hi, PJ.
Hi. What is your favorite part about being a mom?
Well, I especially like being your mom because, first off, you're just a really well-grounded, obedient, disciplined child, and never given myself or your daddy any trouble. So that's good. We're very proud of you. You get really good grades at school. You're an accomplished young man. And, I mean, just watching you grow has probably got to be the most rewarding thing that I've been able to experience over the past 13 years as a mother.
And for those of those listening who are expecting a new baby, can you give any advice to them?
Yeah, I think if you are going to be a new parent, that the best thing that you can do is to live in the moment, you know, to appreciate everything around you. And even when there are struggles or difficulties, just know that that's a blessing from God to be able to get through something and to conquer that challenge together. And I think, too, a lot of times parents, if you are blessed to have both your parents with you, both a mom and dad, that parents have to learn the role and what they're supposed to do with the kids. And so I think sharing responsibilities is always great, and that's important as a new parent. Moms need a break once in a while.
Yeah. And also, I would like to ask, what is your craziest mom moment for you?
Well, I think, PJ, craziest mom moment with you, I guess a couple things really stand out. There was a one where you were on a Nickelodeon show in Los Angeles called Figure It Out, where they were trying to guess what you do, you know, and you were a sports talk show host, which was cool. But I was sitting in the audience, and when you were done with your interview, you came walking off the set. You were wearing a little blue blazer, dress pants, that sort of thing. And you just got done with your interview, and all these girls were there screaming, PJ, PJ. And as a mom, I was like, oh, my God, they're screaming about my son. And you just stood there, and you kind of fluffed up the collar on your blazer, and you walked off real proud. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, you know, all these screaming girls, you know, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. And, you know, my favorite things about my mom, I'm going to say this. I really like how me and my mom have a great relationship, as in, you know, we're always truthful and, you know, we don't yell in our house. And really, I mean, if you have a bad relationship with your kid or something, I'm not going to tell you how to be a parent. But I will tell you this. It is very nice to have good communication. It's very important to have good communication with your kids, because and not restrict them. You know, not tell them, oh, no, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. Really, you know, let them explore, but guide them along the way rather than, you know, blocking off, you know, the gate, you know.
I think it's important to you, PJ, that you sometimes have to have tough love as a parent. Now, I know you like particularly your computer and gaming and so forth,
oh, yeah.
But there's always homework and things that need to come first. So it's just as a parent being there to remind, you know, your child, what the priorities are, and then also to be a good example, you know, as a parent. It's like texting, for example, texting while driving. You know, the most important thing, you're 13, in a couple of years you'll be learning to drive and have a, you know, a student license. And I think watching and doing what I do when I'm in the car, I'm a role model for you. So I have to be conscious that everything I'm doing, you're paying attention to and you're learning from. So that's an important responsibility on my part too.
Mm-hmm. And also, by far my favorite thing about my mom is her cinnamon rolls. You know, anyway, whenever she makes cinnamon rolls, you know, she pops into my room while I'm gaming or doing the homework or whatever I'm doing, and she says, PJ, I'm making cinnamon rolls. And I'm like, whoa! You know, so it's really nice. And also, I really appreciate how she does my laundry and how she, you know, guides me on my homework and helps me with my homework. And, you know, it takes the tissues out of my pants if I ever have them, so they don't, you know, mess up my pants or whatever. So, and really all the help that she does with my show and all that sort of stuff. And, it's really nice. So, anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. Thank you for tuning in to the fun and emotional, you know, loving Mother's Day and edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I will see you next. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a fabulous day. And remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.